The next group of substances we need to look at breaking down and absorbing are lipids or fats, and really what we mean by that are triglycerides, and they're quite easy to break down. Triglycerides, if you remember, are made up of a molecule of glycerol with three fatty acids attached to them, and really enzymatically there's only one enzyme involved, and that is they'll be broken down in the small intestine using the enzyme lipase, which comes from the pancreas. But of course, the thing you have to remember about triglycerides, and they're in the lipid group, is that they're insoluble or sparingly soluble in polar solvents, and that means they just don't like water. And when they get in water, they all want to stick together. So what happens to help the process is, as the food arrives from the stomach into the small intestine, the mixture is churned up and it's mixed with bile, which comes from the liver and is stored in the gallbladder, and it moves into the small intestine and it gets shaken up, and the globules of fat get broken up into slightly smaller globules of fat and coated on the outside by bile salts. And the interesting thing about the bile salts is one side of them is hydrophobic and the other is hydrophilic. So one side there's no charge and the other side is charged. So the hydrophobic part, the part that doesn't like water, attaches onto the fat, and the hydrophilic, the charged surface, faces outwards to the water. And then what happens is they repel each other so they don't clump back together and form a huge globule of fat. And this is called emulsification. And now along comes the pancreatic enzyme lipase, and that is able to attack these fat droplets and break them down into fatty acids and monoglycerides. So you have the molecule of glycerol with one fatty acid attached still, and it cleaves off the other two fatty acids. Now, once again, these would all like to clump back together again because they are hydrophobic. So what happens now is they get coated again with bile salts, just like they did previously. Only this time, as well as bile salts, there's also lecithin, which is a phospholipid which is found in bile, and that also helps form the micelle. And as well as that, you've got cholesterol found in it as well. And this is a way of transporting cholesterol around the body, and also fat-soluble vitamins. So they're rather similar, the micelles, to your droplets that you formed in the first place, the emulsion. But you have to remember they're a lot smaller. And what that happens now is the micelles come close to the cells of the small intestine, and running up the centre of the cells of the small intestine are the lymph vessels, the lacteals. So now they will slowly be released, the fatty acids and the monoglycerides, they'll leave the micelles and they will diffuse into the epithelial cells. It's very easy for them to do that because, remember, they are hydrophobic, and so they can just diffuse through the phospholipid bilayer. And once they get into these cells, they're actually then recombined and coated with proteins to form little substances, little droplets called chylomicrons. And then the chylomicrons will leave the cell and enter the lymph vessel. And in order to leave the cell, they're actually now rather too big to just diffuse across the cell wall, plus they're coated with proteins. So they will actually be leaving those cells via exocytosis. So the chylomicrons now leave the cell via exocytosis and they enter the lymph vessels, the lacteals, and they are then transported off around the body. And then eventually they will enter back into blood vessels. They get dumped into the venous blood in the neck, in what we call the thoracic duct. And when in the bloodstream, the triglycerides, the chylomicrons, are now broken down again to free fatty acids and glycerol by an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase, which is actually found in the wall of the capillaries. And these fatty acids and glycerol are then passed through the capillary wall, and they can get used now for tissues or in the cells, or they can be stored as fats. So very easy to break down, but much harder to absorb because of the fact that they are hydrophobic and they really don't like watery conditions.